At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy...
So we're back for another deep dive, and wow, this time you guys have really outdone yourselves. A mountain of articles and videos all about Amapiano. I've got to admit, even I was surprised by how big this sound has gotten.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It really is. But before we get lost in the hype, I think we need to answer a couple of key questions, like where did this Amapiano sound come from?
Right.
What makes it so unique?
Right.
And that's exactly what we're here to figure out.
Well, I think what's really fascinating about Amapiano is that it's way more than just a genre. It's like a whole cultural movement. You know, it's not just about the music itself. It's this whole world that brings together fashion, dance, and this really strong sense of community.
Yeah, I keep seeing this phrase, Amapiano lifestyle, pop up everywhere in the research you gave me.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to dive into that. But first, let's talk about the roots. Our sources all point to South Africa's townships as the birthplace of Amapiano. Can you give us a little background on these areas? What are they like?
So the townships are these incredibly vibrant hubs with this really cool mix of cultures. You know, they're known for their unique style, a real hustling spirit, and just this melting pot of creativity. And I think all of that energy is woven into the very fabric of Amapiano.
And from what I've been reading, this music wasn't born in some fancy recording studio. It came straight from the streets, often created in bedrooms with whatever people could get their hands on. You know, it's that DIY spirit that really jumps out at me.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, that resourcefulness, that ingenuity. I think it's key to understanding Amapiano's origins. It's a sound that was born out of pure passion, not privilege.
Yeah.
Producers were experimenting with software, you know, like repurposing samples, even building their own equipment from scratch.
Okay, so we've got this amazing backdrop.
Right.
The energy of the townships.
Right.
The DIY spirit. But what about the music itself? It's often labeled as a fusion of like deep house, jazz, and Kwaito influences. I have to admit, I'm still not 100% sure what makes it sound like Amapiano.
You're right. It does beautifully blend all those genres. But if I had to pick one element that really defines Amapiano, it's got to be the log drum.
Ah, the log drum.
Mm-hmm.
This keeps coming up in the research you gave me, and it sounds like it's more than just a cool name. Can you break down how it actually works? What makes it so important?
So the log drum is essentially a bass line with a really heavy kick drum effect.
Okay.
It's that deep, resonant bass that immediately grabs your attention, and it's all created digitally, often using samples and software manipulation. Think of it as the heartbeat of Amapiano.
I actually found this quote from a legendary South African producer who called the log drum revolutionary. He said it totally flipped the script, making the drum the bass and the bass the drum.
That's a perfect way to put it. I mean, that simple shift created a whole new sonic landscape, and it's that driving hypnotic rhythm that makes you want to move. And speaking of movement, Amapiano's dance styles are just as unique and captivating as the music itself.
Yeah, and we can't talk about Amapiano dance without mentioning Pela. The articles you gave me describe her as the queen of Amapiano dance, and apparently her moves are so infectious that they make everyone feel like they can dance. And trust me, I am not a dancer, but even I want to learn some Amapiano moves after seeing her videos.
She's amazing. Pela truly embodies the energy and freedom of Amapiano. Her style is so fluid and expressive and incredibly engaging. And you know what? It's not just her.
Yeah.
Amapiano dance is all about individuality and improvisation. It really creates this incredibly participatory experience.
And of course, we can't forget about the fashion. Drip, as it's called in the Amapiano world, seems to be just as important as the music itself.
Oh, absolutely. Amapiano fashion is all about self-expression, confidence, and showing off your own unique style. It's about owning your look, and it plays a huge role in the overall Amapiano culture.
And speaking of reaching a wider audience, Amapiano's global explosion is undeniably tied to social media, especially TikTok. Those dance challenges have really been a game changer.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how social media can amplify a cultural phenomenon. The dance challenges, they provide a low barrier to entry.
Yeah.
You know, they allow anyone to participate and share their love for Amapiano.
And one name that keeps coming up in this context is Durban Gogo.
Yes.
From what I've gathered, she's a total powerhouse
in
the Amapiano scene and seems to have mastered the art of creating these viral dance challenges.
She has this incredible knack for creating moves that are both catchy and accessible. But, you know, beyond that, she's also a talented DJ and producer pushing the boundaries of Amapiano and collaborating with artists all over the world.
Yeah, her success and global reach are really a testament to Amapiano's crossover appeal.
Absolutely.
But beyond Durban Gogo, it seems like major league DJs have also played a crucial role in taking Amapiano international.
For sure.
Especially through their Balcony Mixer series on YouTube. What are your thoughts on their approach?
Oh, their Balcony Mixers are visually stunning. They showcase Amapiano in these breathtaking locations. You know, they reach millions of viewers worldwide.
Yeah.
It's just a brilliant way to create a sense of place and atmosphere.
Right.
Really drawing people into the Amapiano experience.
It's pretty crazy to think about how far it's come from those bedroom studios where it all began.
Okay.
And the numbers definitely reflect this growth too. Spotify's Amapiano playlist saw explosive growth last year. It's clear this sound is resonating far beyond its origins.
Yeah, that global appeal is undeniable, and it's not just online.
Yeah.
We're seeing Amapiano festivals popping up worldwide, attracting massive crowds. I mean, the UK even hosted its first Amapiano festival, AmaFest, and it drew fans from all over the globe.
That's incredible. Just a few years ago, Amapiano was this niche genre known primarily in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now it's making waves across the world. But some critics argue that showcasing Amapiano in these luxurious settings, like in the Balcony Mixers, might clash with its origins in the townships. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a valid point. I mean, as Amapiano gains international recognition, it is super important to remember its roots.
Right.
I think the challenge is to find a balance between celebrating its global appeal while also staying true to its heritage.
Definitely a conversation worth having as Amapiano continues to evolve. We got to make sure its essence and soul are preserved even as it embraces new influences and reaches a wider audience.
Yeah.
But let's not forget about the women who are shaking the Amapiano scene.
Oh, yeah.
Our sources highlight the growing influence of female artists and DJs in the genre. What are your observations on this?
It is incredibly exciting to see women taking center stage in Amapiano. They bring a unique energy and perspective to the music.
Yeah.
Durban Gogo, as we've discussed, is a prime example. You know, she's a cultural icon, challenging norms, inspiring a new generation of female artists.
Her success is definitely a huge step forward. But love talk bigger picture here for a second. What systemic changes are needed within the Amapiano industry to make sure women have equal opportunities and representation?
That's the question, isn't it? I mean, while we are seeing some progress, there's still a lot of work to do.
For sure.
We need to create a more inclusive environment that supports female artists at every level. This means providing equal access to resources, platforms, and opportunities for growth.
It's about creating a space where women can thrive and shape the future of Amapiano. It's about recognizing their talent and giving them the platform they deserve.
Exactly. And it's not just about quantity, it's about quality too.
Right.
We need to see women in leadership roles.
Absolutely.
Taking ownership and shaping the direction of the genre.
We've talked a lot about Durban Gogo, but what about other female artists and DJs making waves in Amapiano? Our sources specifically mentioned the vital role of female DJs in shaping the scene.
Oh, they are absolutely essential. Female DJs bring such a unique energy and perspective to Amapiano. You know, they curate these experiences that go beyond just playing music. They're building communities, fostering inclusivity, and creating spaces where everyone feels welcome.
Yeah, their contribution goes beyond the music itself. They are shaping the culture, promoting diversity, and creating a more inclusive Amapiano experience for everyone.
Yeah. It's about fostering that sense of belonging and shared passion for Amapiano. And that's something that resonates with people all over the world.
Absolutely. And speaking of global reach, it's pretty amazing to see Amapiano attracting attention from major artists worldwide. Our sources mentioned collaborations with artists like Burna Boy and Wizkid.
Right.
It's a testament to the genre's crossover potential.
those collaborations are really exciting.
Yeah.
They're bridging musical worlds and introducing Amapiano to new audiences. It's just a testament to the genre's global reach and influence.
And let's not forget about Vocalistic, the South African rapper who's achieved international success through his Amapiano collaborations. His journey's a powerful example of Amapiano's ability to transcend borders.
Absolutely. I mean, his story raises an interesting question. What does this signal about the future of Amapiano on the international stage? Could we see Amapiano artists headlining major music festivals around the world?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. Amapiano is already making waves on global charts and playlists. It's only a matter of time before we see Amapiano artists on the world's biggest stages.
Yeah, and imagine the impact that would have.
Wow.
I mean, Amapiano is more than just music. It's a cultural movement. Imagine the cultural exchange and understanding that could be fostered through these global performances. It's a really exciting prospect.
Amapiano have the potential to break down cultural barriers and connect people from all walks of life through the power of music.
Mm-hmm.
But as we celebrate its global rise, I think it's important to ask, how can we make sure that Amapiano retains its authenticity and cultural significance as it reaches new heights?
That's the million-dollar question. And as we continue to explore Amapiano in part two of this deep dive, we'll delve deeper into that delicate balance between global appeal and preserving its roots. You know, it's really remarkable how Amapiano has managed to captivate audiences worldwide while staying so deeply rooted in its South African origins.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what the magic formula is. Like, what is it about this genre that resonates so deeply with people from such diverse backgrounds?
Well, I think it's a complex mix of factors. On the surface, you have those irresistible rhythms and soulful melodies. They're just infectious. But I think if you go a little deeper, you find this real cultural richness. You know, it's a way of life that people are drawn to.
Yeah, and from what I've gathered from the research you gave me, it seems to be about capturing a feeling, a sense of joy, freedom, and community.
Yes.
And that seems to transcend language and cultural differences.
Exactly. It's about a shared experience, a sense of togetherness that makes Amapiano so special. But, you know, it's not all about carefree fun. Embedded within Amapiano is this message of resilience, creativity, and hope. It's born out of the struggles and triumphs of South African communities.
And that's what I find so inspiring about it. It reminds us that art and music can flourish even in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the human spirit.
Absolutely. And we can't overlook the sheer ingenuity and entrepreneurial spirit of the artists who pioneered Amapiano.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't wait for permission or mainstream recognition. They forged their own paths.
Yeah.
Built their own communities and let their music speak for itself.
Yeah, that DIY ethos is so evident in the early days of the genre. You know, it was all about collaboration, experimentation, and pushing the boundaries of what was possible with limited resources.
Yeah, and that story of resourcefulness and innovation, it really resonates with a lot of people, especially young creatives who are trying to, you know, find their own way and make their voices heard.
It's like Amapiano embodies the power of believing in yourself,
mm-hmm.
following your passion, and creating something beautiful out of whatever you have at your disposal.
Exactly. It's a powerful reminder that innovation often comes from the margins, from those who challenge conventions and dare to create something new. And speaking of reaching a wider audience, we can't ignore the role technology has played in Amapiano's global ascent. Platforms like TikTok have been instrumental in exposing the sound to a massive audience.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how technology can democratize access to music and culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amapiano didn't have to rely on traditional media or gatekeepers to reach a global audience. It kind of bypassed all those structures and went straight to the people.
And it's the people who embraced it, you know?
Yeah.
Creating dance challenges, sharing videos, and spreading the love for Amapiano all over the world.
It's such a beautiful example of how music, combined with the power of technology, can connect us across borders and cultural divides.
Yeah.
And this connection extends beyond just the digital realm. We're seeing Amapiano festivals popping up all over the world,
yeah.
drawing massive crowds and showcasing the genre's best talent.
It's truly a testament to the universal appeal of Amapiano. It speaks to something deep within us, a longing for connection, joy, movement, a sense of belonging.
It's that sound that makes you want to get up and dance, to celebrate life. To connect with others.
Yes.
It's a message that goes beyond language.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating to observe how Amapiano is influencing music and culture beyond its own genre. you're starting to see elements of Amapiano being incorporated into other styles. Its impact is evident in fashion, in dance, even in language.
Yeah, it's a clear sign that Amapiano is more than just a fleeting trend. It's a cultural force that's shaping the sounds and styles of the future.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to imagine where Amapiano will go next. What new sounds will emerge? What new collaborations will we see? How will Amapiano continue to evolve and influence global culture?
I know. I mean, these are questions that only time will tell.
Right.
But one thing's for sure, Amapiano's journey is far from over. We're witnessing the unfolding of something truly special.
We are. So as we head into the final part of this deep dive, I think it's important to consider this. How can we, as fans and consumers, support the growth of Amapiano in a way that's responsible and ethical? How can we make sure its essence and soul remain intact, even as it continues to evolve and reach these new heights of popularity? You know, it's truly inspiring to see how Amapiano has gained global recognition while staying true to its roots. It hasn't been watered down or stripped of its South African soul.
It really is. It speaks volumes about the artists and the community that built this genre. They've managed to navigate this incredible global success without compromising their heritage.
And that's something worth celebrating and protecting. It reminds us that cultural exchange could be this beautiful two-way street where everybody benefits and learns from each other. But what does it all mean for us as fans and listeners? Where do we go from here? As Amapiano keeps evolving, how can we support its growth in a way that's both responsible and ethical?
That's a great question. And I think the first step is education. We got to educate ourselves about the origins and cultural significance of Amapiano. You know, let's go beyond just enjoying the music. Let's dive deeper into its history. The creators. The community.
Yeah, I love that. Let's be conscious listeners, not just passive consumers. We can actively seek out information about the artists, producers, and dancers who are driving this genre.
Exactly. Let's amplify their voices, share their stories, give credit where credit is due. And we should also be mindful of how we consume Amapiano. Let's support the artists directly, you know, buy their music, go to their shows, and promote their work ethically.
Absolutely. And I think we can also play a role in supporting a more equitable and inclusive Amapiano scene. You know, advocate for more opportunities for women, for emerging artists from underrepresented communities, and for a fair distribution of resources.
Totally agree. We can use our platforms, no matter how big or small, to highlight the diversity of talent within Amapiano and challenge any biases or inequalities that we see. It's about being allies. Advocates for positive change.
So we started this journey in the heart of South Africa's townships,
yeah,
and ended up on the global stage. We unpacked the music, the culture, the community, the impact of Amapiano. It's been an incredible deep dive. And honestly, I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, right? This is just the beginning. Amapiano's story is still unfolding and its future is brimming with possibilities. And as we've discussed, it's so much more than just music. It's a culture, a movement. A testament to the power of creativity and community. And as it continues to evolve and spread, it has the potential to really shape the future of global music and cultural exchange.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. I'm walking away feeling energized and inspired and ready to explore the world of Amapiano even further.
Me too. And for you, dear listener, as you continue your own Amapiano journey, here's something to think about. As this music continues to grow, how can we make sure that its heart and soul are preserved even as it embraces new influences and collaborations? It's a conversation we all need to be a part of, and your voice matters. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep dancing. Until next time, stay curious.